there was one point in history, which was about 5 years in, when the mayor of San Francisco at the time, Willie Brown, and the people who were involved with Critical Mass had some sort of a confrontation. Can you tell me about that, Chris?
Well, the short version of it is that we think Willie probably got stuck in his limo in June. And of the summer of 1997, and so he also was having a summer of wild business dealing, having to do with the new Transbay Terminal and the possibility of building an arena downtown, and all kinds of behind the scenes shady dealing was happening, as was always the case with Willie Brown as mayor. And so we thought he needed a little distraction. That was kind of our way we interpreted it. And he created a media storm by coming out publicly and denouncing Critical Mass in early July. And claiming that, you know, it was outrageous that we'd been blocking the roads and it was high time to crack down on us and we had to stop doing that. We had to work with the city and blah, blah, blah. And so his agents came out and tried to find us and tried to invite us into negotiating sessions. But we know perfectly well what happens in those situations is they just totally take advantage of you and impose something. So there was no willingness on the part of anybody that had been working or riding regularly in Critical Mass to do that. Some members of the Bicycle Coalition board decided to go into these meetings, and of course they were completely manipulated, and Michael Yaki, a supervisor at the time, came out with a piece of paper like Neville Chamberlain coming off the plane from Munich saying, peace in our time.
And I should note that Willie Brown is not here to give his perspective
of course not, yeah, no, but he's welcome to speak up whenever he wants, and he has a very loud megaphone, so we don't have to worry about Willie getting his side of the story out there. In any case, there was no official or no agreements were made at all. But the claim of the city was that an agreement had been made and a route had been chosen ahead of time. And the Chronicle published it as the official route of Critical Mass. And we showed up down at the ride knowing that it was going to be a circus. And sure enough, it was. They had a big stage and sound system set up. And the then Lieutenant Martel, I think it was, of the police department was standing up speechifying at us and welcoming us to Critical Mass as though it was their event that they were welcoming us to. And then Willie comes. And everybody starts booing and never even lets him hardly speak. And because we really had a great antipathy for Willie Brown. He was the chief architect of this, you know, rapid gentrification, the eviction of the black community, the rapid, you know, cement filling of the whole city, et cetera. So our vision of urban life was very different than his and what it could be. And so he starts speaking, he's booed, we all basically flow out of the plaza without really waiting for him to finish, and he's very offended, naturally. His dignity has been upstood, as it were, and he orders the police to stop it, to crack down. And the police then surround a few people in the middle of Market Street about half an hour later and attack them, and it's on video. You can see it in the documentary We Are Traffic by Ted White. Where these, you know, innocent woman, she's like 5 feet tall, the cop just throws her to the ground, her bike to the ground, and then puts her on the ground and puts his knee on her neck, and she's like a tiny little woman, and then later charges her with assault and battery on a police officer. But because of this video, of course, everything was dropped and thrown out. And it was essentially this madhouse where everybody was dispersed in all these different directions, so you had groups of bikes going everywhere, and it was quite enjoyable if you were in it. You know, it was just such a fun moment to be in that level of craziness going on in the city.
How many bicyclists were there that day?
A lot of people turned up because he had called for the confrontation. So if everybody said, okay, we'll throw down on that. And there was at least 5,000 cyclists out there that night, and they went in every direction. Some people went towards the bridge. Other people went up the North Shore. And there was no coordination. It was just spontaneous. People just went everywhere they went. And the police finally, at the end of the night, managed to surround the last remnant of the piece of the ride that it was heading back downtown and arrested 112 people. The next morning, our very reliable San Francisco Chronicle reported that 250 people had been arrested, and it was been mayhem caused by bicyclists all over town. And it was like, no, actually the police attacked, causing this huge breakdown and mass mayhem. And then they made a bunch of illegal arrests, and they were nowhere near as many as the Chronicle reported. And finally, nobody was ever charged with anything. And the only thing that ever came out of it is Howard Besser filed a lawsuit against the city for illegal arrests, and he won. And they appealed it, and they lost. And he won again, and so that he got his settlement from the city. But nobody else bothered to go the legal route. After that, the month later, we were all really anticipating a major police crackdown. And so we went down there, intent to keep the ride going, and we followed the pattern known as the Good Soldier Schweik ride, which is from a World War I novel by a Czech author, in which the soldiers follow all the rules to the T, and it totally ruins the army. And in our case, bicyclists followed all the traffic regulations as though we were like the most law-abiding, obedient cyclists possible. Single file in lanes, put your foot down at every light and stop sign, stop everywhere, signal, do everything really deliberately. And so we did that for about 45 minutes. And it made such a worse traffic problem in downtown San Francisco to have all these thousands of cyclists doing that.
Because there were thousands again.
Oh, yeah, of course. Lots of people showed up. They weren't going to be intimidated. And so the police realized they couldn't bust us because we weren't doing it. We were absolutely as legal as it could be. And they realized that it was much better to let us flow through as a parade, you know, and not bother with all the niceties that they were trying to impose on us. So from then on, it's been kind of a modus vivendi between us and the authorities. And they pick people off from the sides periodically just to raise the price and harass people. But it's pretty low key.